Well, it's good to have J.D. Prescott, state representative, I believe from District 34 in Indiana, with us today on our broadcast. J.D. Prescott is not only a great state representative fighting for Christian values and conservative principles, but he's a wonderful Christian man who is a member of a great church, and we appreciate J.D. Prescott. And J.D., it's good that you would take time, and we're excited to hear from you today. And I want you, as we get into our broadcast here, to tell us your perspective as a Christian and the necessity of us adhering to our Christian values in the realm of government and in the public affairs of our country.
Well, thank you, Brother Phipps. It's an honor to be on with you today. And yes, I serve House District 33 in the Indiana General Assembly. So I serve Blackford, Jay, Randolph, Delaware, and a little sliver of Henry County as the portions of the five counties I represent here in East Central Indiana. And you hit the nail on the head. You know, we really have to as a Christian, as a fellow believer. You know, one of the most important things for me going into the General Assembly is really to surround myself with men and women of faith. So having, you know, we've got public servants prayer at the State House with Matthew Barnes and his ministry. So keeping up on our Bible studies. We have a Tuesday Bible study group that meets every week. And then just to have that fellowship with other like-minded believers in the State House as well. So every bill that comes before the General Assembly has two rules that it has to pass before I'll even consider the policy principles of it. Number one, where does this piece of legislation line up biblically? If it goes against the Bible or if it goes against the Constitution, I'm an automatic no. So if it passes that test, if there's nothing in the legislation that goes against the Bible or nothing in the legislation goes against the Constitution, then at that point, then I could take the start looking into the policy perspective and how does that fit the how does that work for the district and the state of Indiana as a whole. So that's the number one step, making sure every piece of legislation is biblically sound.
Well, I think what you have just announced and articulated so well is that I think that would have been some of the guiding principles of the founding fathers as they dealt with the business of their districts and their states, and especially for the nation. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin that made a statement during the constitutional period area and era, and he said this. He said, "The longer I live, the more of a truth I perceive that if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, how can empires rise without his aid?" And I'd like to follow up on that just a little bit, JD, by saying, do you see? I know in Indiana we're considered a more conservative state. The Republicans control the State House of Representatives and the State Senate by pretty good margins, especially in the Senate, where we have a great plurality. Are you fairly optimistic about the direction that we're going in our state?
Yeah, I am. So you mentioned we have the super majorities in both the House and the Senate. In the House, we have 70 Republican members compared to 30 Democrat members, and in the Senate, we're looking at 40 Senate Republicans and 10 Senate Democrats. So we've got strong super majorities in both chambers. Now, within that, not all Republicans are on a level playing field. I mean, you've got kind of the strong Christian conservative fraction of the Republican Party, and then you've got you I'd say your more moderates within the Republican Party. But Each year since I've been in the state house, the conservative fraction within the party has grown. So we are becoming, not only are we a Republican supermajority, but we are growing our core conservative numbers within that Republican supermajority. So that's critical in the success of our state and continuing to build upon the principles that we hold so dear. And then also looking at the top of the ticket, we've got Mike Braun that's going to be our next governor here come November, hopefully, as long as the election goes as planned. And Micah Beckwith is our lieutenant governor nominee. And I'm really excited about Micah Beckwith being our lieutenant governor. He's a pastor at Life Church over in the Noblesville area. Really good, strong man of faith as well. And so I'm really looking forward to having an ally like Micah Beckwith in that role of lieutenant governor's office. Leading from a faith-based perspective.
Well, I have known Micah Beckwith pretty well, or not, don't see him every week or so, but I understand, and I've met him and had conversations. And as you said, he is a youth pastor. And what's your thinking, JD, about the coming national election? Do you feel reasonably, I don't want us to be complacent, but do you feel relatively good, optimistic about our possibilities with Donald Trump and JD Vance?
I am optimistic. I think looking at the polling numbers here recently, it shows that Trump has a slight lead to being a toss-up. And if we go look back at the previous election cycles, one thing that holds true is the polling numbers have always that Donald Trump has always outperformed the polls. So I do feel optimistic that he will do very well come November. The thing that has me a little bit worried, though, I don't want to take it for granted. It's all about voter turnout and making sure that we get our side out to the polls and vote. And some of these states that have more lax election security laws than others. Here in Indiana, we do a great job with having voter ID, making sure that we require driver's licenses to vote and have voter ID and proper and have tight time frames on our mail-in voting and absentee voting. Some of these other states have very loose election security laws, so that has me worried to an extent. So we need to make sure that we win by a large margin in these states to offset any games that could be played with those mail-in ballots.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Embark on a life-changing journey through the ancient lands of Greece, where history and faith collide. Walk in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul as you explore the rich heritage and breathtaking beauty of this remarkable country. Over 11 unforgettable days, experience the vibrant culture and deep spiritual significance of cities like Athens, Corinth, and Thessaloniki. Discover the places where Paul preached, prayed, and penned letters that have inspired millions. From bustling markets to serene temples, this journey offers a unique blend of adventure, reflection, and fellowship. This incredible tour is brought to you by Signature Tours, a company with a family tradition of four generations. With meticulous attention to detail and the best private guides in the industry, Signature Tours ensures an amazing trip. Join Andrew Phipps and his wife Shirley from June 18th through the 28th, 2025, for an experience that will deepen your faith and leave you with memories to last a lifetime. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with history and make new friends on this incredible spiritual journey. Scan the QR code or head over to phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org to learn more and secure your spot today.
Pat Buchanan, in his book, The Death of the West, said, in half a lifetime, many Americans have seen their God dethroned, their values assaulted, their country invaded, and themselves demonized as bigots. The war has already begun. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? The next gale from the north will bring to our ears the resounding clash of arms. What is it that the gentlemen seek? What is it that they want? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. There is a just God that presides over the destinies of nations. The battle is not ours alone, sir. Benjamin Franklin, at the Constitutional Convention, made these remarks. He said, "The longer I live, the more of a truth I perceive that if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, how can empires rise without his aid?" Dr. Joe Wright, a preacher, went before the Kansas State Senate, and when he gave this prayer, legislators walked out. He said, "Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask for your forgiveness. We know that your word says woe to those that call evil good. But that's exactly what we've done. We have exploited the poor
and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have profaned the names of our people. He said, we have done injustice to them. And he said, we consider what they've said to be unproductive. Abraham Lincoln went to Gettysburg on November the 22nd, 1863, and he gave 287 words that many school children have memorized. He said, 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. And he concluded by saying that this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Thomas Jefferson, one of the principal writers of the Declaration of Independence, and I'll not take time to quote it all, but in the second paragraph, he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that when any government becomes destructive of these rights, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Theodore Roosevelt said to educate a man in mind and not in morals is to educate a menace to society. Gerald R. Ford, our 38th president, said Christianity has always been a part of Americana. George Washington took the oath of office on March the 4th in 1787, and he said this, so help me God. When they told Harry Truman that Franklin Roosevelt had died April the 12th, 1945, he said, I felt like the stars, the moon, and the planets had fallen on me. But he asked for prayer, and then he kissed the Holy Bible.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now. And as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell. From early survival and great loss to eventual success and many aspects of his life, Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, It's Always a Struggle, But, by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Yes, I just saw J.D., I believe it was maybe this morning or sometime, where that the bill in the Congress on the SAVE bill that would require people to present that they are a citizen of this country. And I think it said that every Democrat, I believe that happened to be present, maybe 178 of those voted against it. Now, they said it was a duplicity or that it was already in place, but I don't see anything wrong with just making sure that American citizens vote. You know, the integrity of the ballot is so important. I believe it was the dictator Stalin who said that the right to vote is not as important as who counts the votes. And so I think you're right in calling to our need to make sure that we do preserve. And I'm glad that here in Indiana, as you have told us, and I thank you for it, that we do require an identification card or your voting card, or, you know, that you have an ID. One thing that also that I think that we need to make sure is that we don't have as many within the what we call the Christian or evangelical block. The proportion of those people voting seems like, I read, I think it may be germane, that maybe 40 million of Americans who identify themselves as Christian or leaning to a Christian orientation do not vote. I hope that in this podcast that maybe we can encourage and pastors, and not only pastors, but everyone who believes, as you stated, that, you know, does it fit the Bible? Does it go along with our Constitution? We have to somehow really encourage people of faith to vote.
I completely agree with you there. If all Christians showed up and voted, we would win every election in a landslide. I mean, that's just the way the numbers work out. If they all voted according to biblical principles, and so that's one thing that I'm trying to work on with the district and I serve and the counties that I serve is I started this year was the first one where I'm doing a district wide faith summit, and it's not specifically geared towards voting, but just providing resources to church leaders to take back to their congregations is just that where that mix of church and state and where what the church's role is and due to biblical principles involved in following state and local and national government and having those discussions and engaging with political leaders at the local and national level and the state level. So that is one thing that I'm going to work on continuing to try and build is growing that faith summit. This year we had the Indiana Family Institute. Plan on having organizations like Right to Life be part of it in the future as well, and just making sure that we are getting out information and resources to pastors and church leaders so they can engage with the congregation and make sure that they have the resources available to know where are your representatives at on these issues. What are the big, and then also as a representative for me to hear from local area pastors is what are the main issues facing your congregation? What do you think that we need to do differently within the state or at the national level that I could take to our federal delegation, and as well as just for churches to learn from each other as to what they're doing from a community outreach perspective. And I think that's one thing that the church community as a whole has, I don't want to say complacent, but always been hesitant to get involved in the political realm. But if we're actually if we're doing our job, we should be engaged, and we get the government that we elect, and so I do think as a church community we need to take an active part in the political process, and really if we don't have good Christian leaders running for these offices as well, then that's a problem as well. So whether it be a local school board race, which are vitally important, the school boards elect or they submit the curriculum for the local school corporations, which is huge. I mean, that's if you look at the CRT, the SEL, the gender issues that are going on within the schools, that curriculum that's in the schools is vitally important. So we need to have good Christian men and women running for school board positions, elections. We need to have them running for county commissioner, county council, at the state house, all the way up. So I think the church has a vital role in making sure that that we prosper as a state and as a nation.
Well, let me say this. I want to thank you for taking your time, brother. And any way that I can help promote or advertise or be a part of an advocacy type of individual, I want to do that. And my door is always open to you, J.D. Prescott, for what you're doing. Our sentiments and prayers are for you and with you, that God will continue to bless you as you represent our District 34 here in the Indiana General Assembly, the State House of Representatives. Thank you for coming on to be with us today.
Thank you, Brother Phipps, and it's been great being on, and I look forward to further discussion.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
And he's out there in the world. It's so dark, he can't find his way home. The cake is too dark. The path is not lit. You know what used to work? We had a porch light on in the local church, but we traded the porch light for popularity and being woke and being cool and being on the social network. God help the church to wake up and realize eternity's forever. And there's no solution until the light is back on at the house of God. And you can't manufacture that. You can't produce that. That comes out of desperation.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. These areas include Cleveland, Ohio, and that area, southwestern Michigan, Indianapolis, basically the southeastern part of Kentucky and much of Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and over 40 counties in that state, as well as some of the North Carolina areas. This is a huge step of faith for me, and I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits, but these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially? A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, Kinsman, and company.shop. And you can shop there and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor today to have my friend Chuck Goodridge down with Gaylor Electric there in the Noblesville area, state representative, and made a tremendous run for the congressional seat that's held by Victoria Sparks. And not only is a good person in the legislature to help us, but a great Christian individual that helps so many philanthropic causes, and we'll be saying more about that. But welcome to our podcast, Brother Chuck. It's good to have you on with us today.
Hey, you know, it's a huge, huge blessing for me to be with you today. Thank you, Andrew, and thanks for your a group of listeners. It's awesome, and can't wait to have our discussion today. And really, I'm blessed to be on the show with you today.
Well, I know you've been busy. You've been in Washington, D.C., and I apologize for encroaching upon your time. I know you're very busy, and I thank you, however, that you would take some of that time and share it with me. Brother Chuck, one of the things upon which we need to focus, I think, today, all citizens do, is the impending and upcoming election. I know that you probably share my sentiments that it's such a grave time, and it's such a consequential time, such importance with this election. It may be the biggest election in my lifetime, so to speak. What are your thoughts about what we're facing come November 5th?
Well, you know, it's I do agree with you. It's a most important election that we will see and that I've seen in my lifetime, and for you to say that for your lifetime. So I think it's absolutely critical. There's two, you know, sides. And of course, you know, I'm a conservative Christian believer in America, and I believe in capitalism and freedom and, of course, liberty. And that, you know, that seems to me the critical junction we're at in the United States is freedom and liberty. And as you can tell, the last 4 years, that's been fully under attack. I fully support President Trump and his agenda to actually let businesses work on capitalism, work on freedom, liberty, limit government, get those folks out of the way. You know, we talk about that in the state of Indiana all the time, limiting government and making sure people have the right for our Constitution. And so I think that is it's a big time. And I got to tell you, Andrew, I just encourage people to get out and vote. You know, we can win this election for freedom and liberty if folks will get out and vote.
Well, you know, it's incumbent, I think, upon every citizen, and especially our Christian citizens, people that that believe in the Christ of the Bible. I think it's just it would be ridiculous not to exercise our votes, if particularly in this coming election. Someone told me that if that maybe 40 million of Christians, or some may put them under the umbrella of evangelicals, didn't vote in 2020. If we could get 40 million people to vote, we would win this election hands down. It would be a landslide.
Yeah, no, I don't know the exact number as quoted, but I know there's a lot of folks that haven't voted in the past, and I'm really encouraging. You know, as I ran for Congress and have been in the State House for the last 6 years, you know, we've continued to actually try to make secure elections, but yet make sure people can vote. And so we continue to make sure that we don't have voter fraud, but we also need to make sure folks can get out and vote. And, you know, I think as an American, it is your duty. It's what you can do for your country. And I think that, you know, when you look at it, hey, both sides, you're exactly right. Both sides need to vote. I represent, you know, the conservative side of the country. And so I encourage everybody to get out and vote, because your voice counts in America.
It does. Well, you know, when I think about it, and I think about the brave men that climbed the walls there at Normandy, and the people that went into Korea, and the rice paddies of Vietnam, and our other places where the men have died so that we could have our freedoms. And I don't know that that number is necessarily right either, but I do believe that there is a great number of people that don't vote. And I think if we look at the policies that are being advocated, and that's how I want to vote, I think we ought to vote according to how we believe the Constitution allows, and how that it's in tune with our philosophies, our values as a Christian. I think if we did those two things, we could make a tremendous impact. And I'm hoping that people will do it, because when I see what's, Kamala Harris has tried to be disengaged from everything that they have, proposed and have tried to push. And so that tells us a great deal there. Somebody put it on the Facebook or somewhere, said they were supporting the individual that had been dodging bullets rather than dodging her the police. And so we need, in my estimation, and I don't know Donald Trump personally, but I do like his policies. I like the fact that he stands for secure borders and better defense, and for an economy that allows businesses. You know, you and I both know that too much government is always the enemy, so to speak. You know, the bureaucrats can ruin everything. So I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm just glad that I don't get all the government that I pay for.
You know, Andrew, I think when you look at the presidential election, I mean, first of all, you and I both believe that the Bible is 100% truth. And so, right. You know, making sure first that you have that in line, and making sure first that that's your belief, I think is critical for not only your life here on earth, but your life in heaven. Second thing, policy is everything in America. And I agree that the conversation has to be about policy. And I do believe that President Trump had great policy his first 4 years as president. And the policies that are being touted by Kamala Harris, I don't agree with. I think they're the wrong direction. I think it takes America to a place we don't want to be. But I really just want to focus on affordability. You know, there's all kinds of names that you have about policy and Kamala Harris and President Trump and all those things. But what we like to focus on in America is affordability. And I can tell you, since the president has left the office, President Trump has left the office, it is absolutely impossible for Americans to have to afford what needs to be afforded. You know, they say numbers like $15,000 more for the same stuff in the last, that costs more in the last 4 years. And so focus on affordability. Energy costs are through the roof. Groceries are through the roof. You know, people seem to have a conversation about inflation, but let's focus on affordability, because if you focus on affordability, you know that America needs President Trump. And I just continue to stand by that, because, I mean, look, as a business owner, things have went crazy for us. And the consumer is paying for that. The costs have went through the roof. We can't deliver products. You know, the manufacturing has stumbled. I mean, just there's things that the president led on in 16 through, you know, through when he was president, that we need leadership again. And we need bold leadership, not only in the economy and affordability. We need bold leadership on foreign policy. You can right. see right now we are in a critical stage across the entire world on foreign policy. And we have to step up and lead that like we have in the past. You talk about veterans. My grandpa was a World War II vet, many veterans in my family. But, you know, you're right. They fought for the right of freedom and liberty. And we have the responsibility to vote. And I do agree with you on policy.
Well, I thank you for bringing that, even that topic, to the forefront as well. Obviously, both domestic and foreign issues. And like you say, the world seems to be very volatile now. It seems like it's just sitting on kind of like a powder keg. And we see what's happening in to Israel and the Hezbollah and all. You know, if we would just do what we know to be right, right in our hearts, know that I think most people know what's right. I think they do. I hope they do. And, you know, we need to vote, as you say, for affordability, for more freedom, not less freedom. We don't need government controls and directives and mandating our health insurance and our health needs. We don't need more of that. I think it was Ronald Reagan that said, and we all probably remember it, he said five or so of the most worst words you could hear would be, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." So, Chuck, I want to thank you. I want to thank you that in a busy schedule, I know you're probably tired and you've been flying, and I'm doing some of that this weekend. I'm going up into the New England area, to Maine and Connecticut. We're trying to help people everywhere to get enthused about faith, family, and freedom. We're trying to promote that. We think it's essential. And I consider you a friend, and I just wish you the best.
Hey, you know, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for having me. You know, it's evident when you cross the 5th District in Indiana how awesome people are. I learn and talk to so many great people. Americans are awesome, and we need to get back to thinking how awesome America is and how awesome their people are. And I got to tell you, just alone, if you're voting on inspiration, just think about that in general. President Trump loves America, will do anything for it. I got to tell you, I'm not quite sure about the other side. And so please vote. We need you. And thank you, Andrew, for having me on.
Well, you're a patriot, and I, too, love America. God bless you, my friend. Have a good day. Thank you for joining us. I know Chuck has a busy schedule, and he operates at a great level. His factory there at Gaylor Electric in Noblesville, it's a large concern. I mean, the buildings are very, very nice. He also has a place there where they train. They train young people for a trades program like we used to have in the high schools, where you could learn shop, they called it, or electricity, or woodworking, or those kind of things. And they get paid, plus they are given other studies, and they're trying to equip and have these young people ready for the marketplace, where they can actually, those that are not going to college, and we don't think college is for everybody or necessary for everybody, and these kids can go and take their skills and go right out in the economy, and many of them do quite well just starting off with a good rate of pay. So I appreciate Chuck Goodrich, and he's a pretty innovative individual.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Embark on a life-changing journey through the ancient lands of Greece, where history and faith collide. Walk in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul as you explore the rich heritage and breathtaking beauty of this remarkable country. Over 11 unforgettable days, experience the vibrant culture and deep spiritual significance of cities like Athens, Corinth, and Thessaloniki. Discover the places where Paul preached, prayed, and penned letters that have inspired millions. From bustling markets to serene temples, this journey offers a unique blend of adventure, reflection, and fellowship. This incredible tour is brought to you by Signature Tours, a company with a family tradition of four generations. With meticulous attention to detail and the best private guides in the industry, Signature Tours ensures an amazing trip. Join Andrew Phipps and his wife Shirley from June 18th through the 28th, 2025, for an experience that will deepen your faith and leave you with memories to last a lifetime. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with history and make new friends on this incredible spiritual journey. Scan the QR code or head over to phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org to learn more and secure your spot today.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen.
Used to go with Dad when I was just little, and of course he was a preacher. I was just a young boy, and I was always so proud of my dad. And we'd go to church, and I'd always ask Dad if he was going to sing one tonight, and I loved to hear him sing, and I still do. And I'm thankful to have him with me, even up to into my age. A lot of people my age don't have their parents. And God's blessed me to have both my parents. I thank the Lord for that. And, you know, Dad and I have got to preach meetings together, hold revivals together, preach father and son meetings. And that's a cherished blessing.
Mosey Lister wrote this song. I was privileged to meet him. He wrote a lot of songs. He's now in heaven, no doubt. And this is one of his songs that he wrote. And he said, I'm bound for the kingdom. I think as the pastor was mentioning, and it's given me a thought, I'm supposed to be in New England this weekend, and I'm thinking about that message of John Saul. Boy, that's a great one, isn't it? That'd make me want to take a spell or two, and I hope it might be a blessing to you. Sometimes I think maybe we as Christians need to be more expressive. Amen. We need to not be so hindered. I'm not saying that to be judgmental. I'm talking about myself. So maybe I can sing a verse or two of this here. that might be just a little bit lower for me there. You may ask me where I'm headed. You may ask me where I'm bound. Well, I'm going to a country across the sea. And I know I'll have a mansion. And I know I'll have a crown. Well, I'm bound for the kingdom. All the free. Yes, I'm bound for the kingdom of the blessed and the free. And my Jesus soon is coming after me. There is nothing to compare with the glory over there. Yes, I'm bound for the kingdom of the free. Well, I'm going to a country where they say we'll never die, 'twill be endless joy and glory there for me. Yes, I know I'll live forever in that city in the sky. Yes, I'm bound for the kingdom of the free. Yes, I'm bound for the kingdom of the blessed and the free. And my Jesus soon is coming after me. There is nothing to compare
with that glory over there. Yes, I'm bound for the kingdom of the free. Daddy Paul Vinson, he was a father-in-law of Randy Shelnut of the Dixie Echoes, and he would sing this song. People would request it. It was kind of his song. So I think of him tonight. I rode a bus with him and never laughed so much in my life going up north to Shipshawana or somewhere for singing. He and the bass singer kind of got to kidding each other about the salad. They didn't have enough money. They were going to have to split it. And I laughed till I hurt. But the Lord's been good to me. Amen. Allowed us to meet some wonderful people like you. Wonderful people. And I appreciate his goodness, don't you? I appreciate that. I saw a blind man tapping along, losing his way as he passed through the throng. Tears fill my eyes. I said, friend, you can't see. With a smile on his face, he replied to me, I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, his glory to share. And you'll not see one blind man in Hallelujah Square. Now I saw a cripple dragging his feet. He couldn't walk like we do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. Listen, we'll see it. Praise Jesus, his glory to share. And you'll not see one cripple in Hallelujah Square. Now here's the third verse. Now I saw an old man gasping for breath. Soon he'd be gone as his eyes closed in death. He looked at me, said, boy, don't look blue, for I'm going up to heaven. Now how about you? I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll all live forever, his glory to share. And we'll all be together in Hallelujah Square.